Choose your language.
Choisissez votre langue.
English.
Please select the gender of your driver. Female. Male. Loading. Please wait. London. Home of Big Ben. Buckingham Palace. Covent Garden. The Thames. And the oldest underground train system in the world. And you're going to drive it. The London Underground is iconic. Serving 1.34 billion passengers a year, this train system runs for 400 kilometres all round London. This game's pretty simple, really. All you've got to do is learn how to drive a train. Press any key to skip this introduction. So, how do you drive a train? Well, as I guess you've not driven a train before, I'd suggest going to the missions and doing mission one, which is driver school. Driver school is where you go to learn all the things you need to do to drive a train. Once you've learned how to drive a train, complete missions and do scheduled runs to earn badges and compete against other players, you're judged on your safety and customer service scores. And don't forget to check out the online scoreboard found at ndadamson.com. So, enough of this. Let's drive a train.
Main Menu. Missions.
Ja, und damit herzlich willkommen. Jetzt geht's richtig los im Blind Games Podcast. Hier sind wir, Felix und Micky.
Hallöchen.
Tag.
Zusammen.
Und heute geht's los mit U-Bahn fahren. Ja. TubeSim. Wer es nicht kennt, würde mich sehr stark wundern, wenn ihr es nicht tut, weil das gibt's jetzt schon einige Jahre.
Jo.
Wir fahren mit der Version 1.2 mittlerweile. Und ja, wir haben dann noch kurz ausgelost, wer fährt und wer hier dumme Kommentare abgibt. Ja, ich darf die Passagiere zu Tode quälen.
Ja, und ich bin der Co-Pilot sozusagen. Ich
Niki sitzt da, trinkt seinen Kaffee oder Tee oder was auch immer und gibt mir dumme Kommentare ab.
Ja, genau.
Wenn er es zu oft macht, räume ich den Platz und er darf fahren.
Hallo?
Ja, bitte. Ja, genau. Gut. Ja. Wir gehen mal ganz kurz das Menü durch hier. Wir haben hier...
Missions.
Ja, die Mission.
Scheduled Run.
Das ist der Menüpunkt. Da können wir uns die Linie aussuchen, wo wir fahren wollen. Anfangs- und Endstation und die Zeit. Das heißt, wir können uns unseren eigenen Fahrplan zusammenstellen.
Review current scores.
Da können wir uns unsere Scores anzeigen lassen.
Review achieved badges.
Da können wir uns unsere Badges anzeigen lassen. Badges bekommen wir, wenn wir besondere Sachen machen. Beispielsweise, wenn wir mal durch den kompletten Heathrow-Bereich durchfahren. Im Heathrow Airport bekommen wir den Highest Fly Badge. Wobei ich nicht hoffe, dass die U-Bahn fliegen kann. Das wäre etwas gruselig. Genau, wir gehen weiter runter.
Review Outstanding Badges.
Da können wir gucken, welche ausstehen.
Setup Online Score Profile.
Das könnten wir jetzt machen. Ich weiß nicht, was dann passiert, wenn du da drauf drücken. Micky, weißt du es?
Ich weiß es nicht. Das habe ich auch noch nicht getestet.
Könnte es jetzt ausprobieren, soll ich?
Tatsächlich, ja. Machen wir mal.
On the online scoreboard, you're identified by your name and which part of the world you are from. This is a family-friendly game, so please keep your names and where you're from family-friendly. Please enter your name.
Ja. Okay, ich mach das mal. Ich nenne mich Felix.
Where are you from?
Okay, Germany.
Jo.
Main Menu. Change time mode to 12 hour.
Das ist der nächste Menüpunkt. Das will ich nicht. Ich will im 24-Stunden-Format sein.
Review outs. Change time mode to 12 hour.
Und dieser Punkt, Register Online Scoreboard, ist jetzt verschwunden. So.
Ja,
Wir gehen weiter.
Disable Unit Announcements.
Das würde ich lassen. Ne?
Was ist das?
Unit Announcements, also da werden die... Ja, da werden Announcements gesagt. Ne?
Die hätte ich ganz gerne.
Die lassen wir.
Reset Game Progress and Preferences.
Nein.
Choose your language.
Choisissez votre langue.
Also, meine lieben Leute, ich kann kein Französisch. Da bist Mickey hier, der der Experte, aber...
ja. Flüchtig, ein bisschen, ja.
Und das Exit. Ist doch ein Exit. Nö, das machen wir nachher. Aber erstmal machen wir jetzt die...
Missions.
Lasset die Spiele beginnen.
Select Mission. Driver School.
Driver School. Ja. Fahrschule. Kennt man doch so Straßenverkehr. Diese kleinen Autos, die dann mal so langsam vor einem herzuckern und den kompletten Verkehr behindern, sind die Fahrschulautos. Ja. Sorry, wenn wir Fahrschüler dabei haben, ist nicht böse gemeint, bitte mit Humor nehmen, ja?
Ja.
Geht ja schon gut los hier. Gut, gehen wir mal los hier.
Select a lesson. Lesson 1. Driving Basics.
Vielleicht sollte ich ganz kurz erwähnen, durch das Menü bewege ich mich hier mit den Pfeiltasten und mit Enter. Ne? Also Pfeil hoch, runter für hoch und runter und Enter fürs Bestätigen. Ja, gut.
Und dann können wir auch gleich ein paar Tastenkombinationen in dem Spiel dann noch benennen. Aber
richtig, das tut ja. Er hier. Das Spiel ist übrigens von Nick Adamson. Das ist der Typ, richtig. Der mir die ganze Zeit ins Ohr quatscht. Ja. Und ein bisschen klingt wie die Sprachausgabe Alex vom iPhone, finde ich. Hat Ähnlichkeiten. Aber genug der Vorrede jetzt wirklich. Wir starten. Das kommen wir hier nicht fertig. Das werden wir hier nicht fertig. Los geht's.
Hi and welcome to Driver School.
Tag.
It's my job to teach you to drive a train. The school is split into a series of lessons. To skip to the next lesson, hit the escape key. Some of your time you will spend here in our classroom. But most of your time you'll be out there on the test track. So, your train. You'll be learning to drive an electrically powered tube train. The train has a maximum speed of 80 km per hour, is fitted with a platform detection system and automatic public announcement systems. Most functions can be operated using shortcut keys, although there is a menu-driven onboard computer. You've not come here to hear me talk. Let's get out there on the test track.
Komm, red ruhig weiter. Das ist schon okay.
Driver's cab. Okay, so you're now inside your cab. The cab is where you will spend most of your time. However, if you want, you can change your point of view. Using the left and right arrow keys, you can change the point of view to the cab, where we are now, the passenger compartment, and you can also get an external point of view. Along the track and at each of your stations, there is a viewing point. This is where your external view comes from, so you'll hear the train pass you. Be aware though, if you're in any of the views other than the cab, you may miss important alarms and alerts. Why don't you try changing the perspective? When you're ready to move on, hit escape.
Sag mal, an was für einer Station sind wir gelandet? Die schmeißen hier mit Eimern und treten gegen Fahrgartenautomaten oder was? Alter, hallo? Ja. Das ist doch.
Hört sich für mich an wie eine Dose oder nicht?
Und jetzt gleich, rums. Da. Komm. Komm schon. Da fliegt noch meine Eimer, hallo.
Das ist eher ein Eimer, oder?
Ja, ja. Und jetzt gleich, rums, komm. Da. Tritt der da gegen den Fahrkartenschalter, oder was?
So, weiter im Text.
Wir gucken uns die Ansichten an hier mit Pfeil rechts, gehe ich mal.
Passenger Carriage.
Wir haben keine Fahrgäste. Na, da kommt einer mit dem Schlüssel. Hallo, wo geht's denn hin?
External.
Und wir gehen nach... Was war das? Hast du das gerade gehört?
Ja.
Und wir gehen wieder
Driver's Cab.
In unsere Fahrerkabine, wo uns niemand stören darf, wo auch keiner rein darf, außer wir. Da dürfen wir auch nicht essen.
Lass mal den Eimer da stehen.
Ja, echt, ey. Und den Fahrkartenschalter in Ruhe. Hallo. Okay. Gehen wir mal weiter hier.
Das ist ein Putzeimer, glaube ich.
Sehr wahrscheinlich. Oder er hat einen 3 Sangria-Eimer mitgenommen. Okay, weiter.
Let's have a look at your trip computer. There are 3 menus or screens you can access. To move between them, use the C key. To move up and down the screens, use comma, up or period to go down. Some options on your menus can be activated. To do this, push enter.
None of the options on the timetable screen can be activated. They are information only. When you're on a route, this screen will show you where you currently are, along with the times at the next set of stations. On our test track, it doesn't show an awful lot. Use C to find the timetable screen, and then comma and full stop to move up and down. When you're ready, push escape to move on.
Okay, wir schauen mal.
Timetable view.
Simulated platform.
10 hours to...
Simulated platform.
10 hours, 18.
Also die, die es nicht verstanden haben, ich navigiere gerade mit Komma und Punkt.
Simulated platform.
10 hours, 30. Four.
Ja gut, wir haben immer knapp, 15 Minuten Zeit, das ist geil.
Simulated platform.
10 hours to...
Anfang. Alter, lass mal den einmal in Ruhe. Mann! Ist das ein wütender Passagier, der versucht, den Vorlokführer zu treffen, oder was? Ich weiß, wie diese Folge heißt, von wütenden Passagieren und, das machen wir noch weiter.
The PA announcement page gives you access to the public address system. Use comma and full stop to go up and down the available announcements. If you want to make the announcement, push enter. The quickest way to access the announcements are to use the numbers across the top of your keyboard or the number pad. The APA, Automatic Public Announcement System, is shortcut 1. It changes depending on what you're doing and where you are. If you're pulled up in a station, it will announce where you are. If you're driving, it will announce the next station. Why not have a play using your menus, push C to get onto the right page, and options 1 through 9 as the shortcut keys to see what announcements are available. Push escape to move on.
Die hören wir uns jetzt alle mal an. Wir gucken mal, was es gibt.
This is simulated platform. This is a test track. Service to simulated platform.
Das ist eine sehr informierende Ansage.
This train is ready to depart. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ja.
This service terminates here. Please ensure you take all your belongings with you.
Jo, wir sind noch nicht mal losgefahren, aber der Service endet hier, alles klar.
Transport for London apologizes for the delay to your journey. For your safety and comfort, smoking is prohibited on all underground trains and stations. CCTV is in use on this train and throughout the London Underground system.
Aber was für eine Station sind wir hier geraten, ey?
The next station is closed.
Das ist, finde ich, die schönste Ansage.
Oh, kann man schön durchfahren.
Du Beide. Musst ja trotzdem stehen bleiben, aber du darfst die Türen nicht öffnen.
Ach so, ja.
Transport for London apologizes for the delay. We are waiting for the previous service to clear the platform.
Wir sind aber durch. Escape.
The train status screen. You can use the train status screen to turn off and on various train systems. Each option on the screen also has a shortcut key. Move to the train status screen using C and use full stop and comma to have a look around. For each of the options found, push enter on it and I'll tell you what it does. When you've finished playing, push escape to move on.
Okay.
Public address train status view. Left hand doors closed.
Die machen wir jetzt nicht auf, das wäre nämlich die falsche Seite. Obwohl.
Open and close the doors.
Genau deswegen nicht.
Left shift and right shift to open the left and right hand doors, respectively.
Also die rechte Tür.
Right hand doors closed.
Ich öffne jetzt mal die rechte Tür, dann ist er nämlich ruhig.
Open and close the doors. You can use left shift and right shift to open the left and right hand doors, respectively. Remember to make an announcement before closing your doors to warn your passengers. Announcement key 3 is the option to do this. You can only open the doors when you're in a stop zone of a platform. More about that later. You also need to make sure you open the correct side, because opening the wrong side is a safety violation. Rear lights off. Rear lights on. The rear lights are a set of red lights at the end of your train. They are used to ensure that trains don't run into the back of you. These lights should be on at all times. The shortcut key is R. Headlights off. Headlights on. The headlights are bright white lights at the front of your train used to see where you're going. The shortcut key is H. They should be on at all times.
Yeah, H, no?
H, ja, meint H. Also, H.
Ist halt ein Brite. Ja, so. H.
Meint H.
Headlights off. The headlights, headlights on. Rear headlights
doch,
on.
Doch.
Destination light off. Destination light on. The destination light illuminates the destination signs on your train. Without the destination light, your passengers may not be able to read the signs and may not know where your train is going. It should be on at all times. The shortcut key is D. Mode off. Mode shunt. This is the mode switch. There are three modes. M is the shortcut key to change the switch. Off means the train engines are not powered, effectively not turned on. Shunt mode should be used in the depots. It gives you much finer level control over your speed. When you're in shunt mode, each change of speed increases or decreases by 1 kilometer per hour. In service is the normal mode. Each time you change your speed, it will change by 5 kilometers per hour. Ventilation off. Ventilation on. The ventilation system is needed when you are underground. It is not needed when you are above ground and you can hear those birds singing, as you can breathe that lovely clean London air. The shortcut key is V.
Ich glaube, Mode in Service hat man noch nicht, oder?
Das hat eben erklärt. Ich kann damit,
Mode in Service. This is the passenger lights off. Passenger lights on. The passenger lights are the lights in the carriages. You should leave them on at all times, as your passengers won't like it if they are left in the dark.
Ach, nee.
The shortcut key is L.
L. Good.
Passenger heating off. Passenger heating on. The passenger heating should be on when you are underground and off when you are above ground. Your passengers will not enjoy getting too hot or too cold. The ideal temperature is between 20 and 22 degrees. If the temperature gets less than 10 or higher than 27 degrees, an alarm will sound. The shortcut key is T. To check the current temperature, hit the T key. Minus 24 degrees.
Das ist aber kalt.
Minus 24 degrees.
Na, wir stehen hier aber auch schon einige Zeit rum, ne? Also.
Yeah. Minus 23 degrees.
Ja, es wird aber langsam.
Speed 0. Air pressure 0. Air pressure is used to open and close your doors, as well as in the braking system, and a small amount is used by the ventilation system. Air pressure must always be above 25%. To increase the air pressure, use the air compressor. Shortcut key, B. Carriage temperature, minus 21.
Ja, das ist immer noch in einem Polarzug. Stern am Nordpol. So, wir können weiter.
There are a couple of other useful keys. A tells you how many passengers are on board. When at a station, Z will tell you how many passengers are waiting to get on, and S gives you an overview of the train status. Give these three a try. Push escape to move on.
Kurze Anmerkung dazu, er meint das britische Z, also unser Y.
Zero.
Es sind alle Passagiere drin.
63.
Oh, wir haben schon 63 Passagiere an Bord für unsere erste Fahrt. Nicht schlecht. Schön. Gut, wir drücken mal S.
Status. Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors open. Rear lights on. Headlights on. Destination light on. Mode in service. Ventilation on. Passenger lights on. Passenger heating on. Speed 0. Air pressure 90. For carriage temperature minus 16.
Ja, wird langsam wärmer.
Right, let's get this train moving. First, put the train into in-service mode. Use the M key. To turn on the motors, you need to hold the dead man switch. This must be held whenever you are moving. If you let it go for longer than 5 seconds, then the emergency brakes will be applied and will not be disengaged until you have come to a complete stop. The dead man switch is held using the tab key. For those with dexterity issues who find sticky keys useful, F12 can be used as an alternative. Hit it once to engage the dead man switch. Hit it again to turn it off.
That's really
your doors will not open if you are holding the dead man switch. You cannot engage the dead man switch if your doors are already open.
No.
The air pressure must be above 50% before you can engage the dead man switch. So, grab the dead man switch now. Tab or F12. The next control you need to know is the throttle control. Throttle control controls your speed. Each tap of up to increase speed or down to decrease speed will change your speed by a certain amount.
Going
back to the mode information from earlier, if you're in shunt mode, each change is 1 kilometer per hour. If you're in normal service mode,
and it's 5 kilometers per hour. Try getting your speed up to 30 kilometers an hour. Hit escape when you're happy with your speed.
Das ist unser Motor. Na dann, Mickey!
Jo, wir fahren.
Let's go!
Due to depart next station at
5,
10 hours
18. 10. 9:20. 25. 30.
Wo haben wir? Wie viele Kilometer?
Das hatten wir noch nicht.
Kupplung. Das ist ja eine Teststrecke.
Ja.
Stiebchen.
Escape.
All parts of the track have a speed limit.
Das kommt jetzt.
Use your up and down arrow keys to find the speed limit for this part of the track. You will hear an alarm like this.
Ow!
If you are breaking the speed limit. Push escape when you've worked the speed limit out.
Uh-huh. Not on.
30. 35. 40. 45. 50.
Oh. Oops. Na gut, also 50. Na dann.
There's also a much easier way of finding out the speed limit. Just hit F2. To slow down your train, you can use the throttle control and set it to zero by pushing your down key. If you want a more abrupt stop, the brakes can be applied. Use the space bar. Be careful not to overuse your brakes. Those passengers don't want coffee all over their laps. Try stopping now using the throttle and brakes. Push escape once you're happy and can move on.
Soll ich jetzt eine Notbremsung einlegen?
Ja, kannst du machen.
Achtung, bitte festhalten!
49. 22. 5. 12.
So.
6. 1. 0.
An alle Passagiere mit Kaffee, sorry.
Let's talk about how you get information. We've already found the S key, which tells you about the state of the various vehicle systems, but there's also a series of function keys that can be used to tell you about the outside world. Try pushing F1 through to F11. We already know that F12 is the dead man switch lock. See what they do. As you push your button, I'll explain what happens. When you're happy and ready to move on, push escape.
Okay, F1 and F2 kennen wir, aber wir nehmen sie trotzdem mal mit.
Zero. This is the speed in kilometers per hour. A shortcut key to hear this information is F1.
Ach nee, das habe ich auch gerade gedrückt.
F2
ist umbenennen. Nein.
50 kilometers per hour. F2 tells you the current speed limit. More about that as we move on into the school.
Yep.
8,965 meters. F3 tells you the distance to the next station in meters.
Yep.
60%. F4 tells you the current air pressure. 10 hours, 15, 20, 6. F5 tells you the current time. There are settings in the main menu to switch between 24 and 12 hour formats. The time is reported as hours, minutes, and seconds. Therefore, 1, 2, 3 would be 2 minutes past 1 and 3 seconds. 10 hours, 18. F6 tells you the depart time at the next station. It's reported in hours and minutes. This is the depart time. You must arrive earlier than that and give time for your passengers to board your train. 30 seconds either side of the depart time is considered on time and will not impact your customer service score.
Jetzt wird's gefährlich. Die Taste ist ganz gefährlich hier.
Ja, das ist richtig.
Tango Sierra 523 to control. Request for leave. Over.
523 acknowledged. A relief crew will be standing by at your next scheduled stop. Over.
F7 is used to radio the control room and ask for a relief driver. This is how you would end a route early. Leave request cancelled. F7 is used to radio the control room.
Tango Sierra 523, ready to depart. Over.
523, clear to depart. Over.
F8 asks permission to depart a depot or a station. You should not depart, pull away, until you have received clearance.
523, acknowledged.
F9 is used to acknowledge a message from the control room.
Customer service score is 38. Safety score is 77. F10 tells you your current safety and customer service scores. At the start of a run, your safety score is 100%. Each time you make a safety violation, your safety score drops. Your customer service score starts at 50%. Doing the right things and keeping your customer happy will increase your score. Doing the wrong things, like making the announcements at the wrong time, overusing braking, will cause your customer service score to drop. F11 is available when there is a signal ahead. A signal alert sounds like this. When this alert is sounding, it means somewhere ahead there is a red stop signal. F11 tells you how far to the red signal and an estimate of how long in seconds before that signal goes clear.
Okay, escape.
There are two final keys you can use. Try hitting the equals key. See if you can tell me what it does. Push escape to move on.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, nicht erschrecken! Au! Aua!
Da möchte ja jeder gerne mal draufdrücken, ne?
Ach, du meinst so?
Ja.
Okay, ja. Jetzt alle wach? Danke. So, weiter geht's.
The final key in this lesson is the escape key in itself. This doesn't work in the driver school, but when you're driving a route, push it to pause the game. This will present you with a menu so you can review the last 10 messages you've received. As the train is not moving and the timers are not running, it gives you a chance to look through any messages you may have missed. Push escape to unpause. Push escape now to move on to the next lesson, or use any of the keys you've been taught about in this lesson to practice.
Ich denke, wir haben alle Tasten durch.
Ja, weiter geht's.
Diese Runde.
Select a lesson. Lesson 2. Stopping at a station.
Stopping at the station.
Na gut.
Ja.
Well done. Let's try stopping at a station.
Na gut.
Right, you're on the test track again, 1,000 meters from a station. A couple of things to know here. Once you get within 300 meters of a platform, your platform detection system will kick in and you will be alerted that a platform is close. As you get closer, the alerts get more frequent. You must stop your train within 10 meters of the stopping line. This is called the stop zone. You will hear this sound when you're in the stop zone. The stop zone alarm will sound on the side where the platform is. Be careful to open the correct doors. The lemmings that ride your train aren't clever enough to know the difference between a live train track and a platform. Once you're in a stop zone, you can release the dead man switch and then use the left or right shift key to open the appropriate doors. Let's give it a try.
Okay.
20.
Gut. Wir sind oben. Gut, also den. Ich will's nicht anmachen. Hallo.
Headlights
Ach,
on.
Scheiße, Eurofly, ich hab Frontlights. Nee, hier heißt es Headlights.
Oh. Yeah.
Backlights? Nee.
Rear lights on.
Rear lights.
Destination light on. Passenger lights on.
So, ich glaube, es waren alle Lichter, wa?
Jo.
Gut.
Status. Ja. Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors closed. Rear lights on. Headlights on. Destination light on. Mode in service. Ventilation off. Passenger lights on. Passenger heating off. Speed 0. Air pressure 100. Carriage temperature 20.
Okay. Na dann, los geht's.
Due to depart next station at 10. 4.
10.
50. 10.
Okay, 50.
13, 20, 28, 30, 38, 43, 45.
Das reicht.
40.
Erstmal. Ich hab's lange nicht mehr gespielt. Was du denn? Hast du ihn gerade gehört da rechts?
Nee.
Hast du gehört?
Verwandet.
Oh, Alter, es regnet schon wieder, ey.
Ich
habt ihr oft solchen Nebel?
Gute, gute, nein!
Nur wenn es nicht rief.
Hallo.
Aha, okay. Der Nebel lichtet sich. Schön. Sehr schön.
Jo.
Die Kirche direkt neben den Bahngleisen, das ist auch... Hallo, Messe!
300 to station 9. External driver's cab.
Ich weiß. 28.
23.
200 to station.
18. 15. 20.
$100 to station.
19. 40.
75 to station.
10.
Schon wieder eine Kirche am Bahnhof?
Ja.
Ist das die Bahnhofskirche oder was?
50 ja, to station.
Da im Bahnhof eine Messe da.
Ja, wahrscheinlich.
Jo.
30 to station.
9
to station.
4 0
Well done, you were spot on. Do you want to try again? Yes.
Nein.
No, select a lesson. Lesson 3, bringing it all together.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Miki.
Ja.
Viel Glück, Hilfe.
Dann lass uns mal das alles zusammenführen.
Danke.
Okay, let's bring it all together. So, you stopped at a station, you must set up your train, the S key is useful here, announce your current stop, number pad 1, close the doors, request permission to leave the platform and pull away. Then you need to stop at the station 1 kilometer away.
Fuck.
Don't forget the announcements. Ventilation on, passenger heating on. Status. Left-hand doors open. Right-hand doors closed. Real. Zero.
This is simulated platform. This is a test track service to simulated
passenger
platform.
Lights on. Real lights on.
Hello?
Destination light on. Headlights on. Rear lights off. Rear lights on. Mode shunt. Mode in service.
This train is ready to depart. Please stand clear of the doors.
So. Tango Sierra 523, ready to depart. Over.
523, clear to depart. Over.
Now then go.
50.
Okay.
Zero. Two, depart. Nine. Next station at 10.
4.
Nine.
9.
10.
19. 28.
Wir fahren!
38.
Wir fahren, fahren, fahren mit der Eisenbahn.
47. 50.
Nein, es ging irgendwie anders, glaube ich.
Jo.
Hallöchen.
External. Driver's cab.
sorry an die Fahrgäste, denen gerade die Ohren weggeflogen sind.
586.
Okay, so. Wir fahren, fahren, fahren mit der Eisenbahn. Na, 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 na. Soll ich nochmal rufen? Nein.
Fahren.
300 to station.
The next station is simulated 44. Platform.
39.
200 to station.
33.
Das müsste passen.
28.
So, haben wir noch die Notbremse.
Das kriegen wir hin.
22. 20.
Ich mach das immer so. Ich gehe meist um 20 runter und dann ab 70 Meter auf 10. Wir sind jetzt ab 50.
75 to station.
50
to station.
40.
30 to station.
10.
So.
Und jetzt gehe ich hier gleich ab 15.
To station.
Ich hier.
5. 4.
Oh! 0. Scheiße, der fährt nicht.
Well done, you are spot on. Do you want to try again? Yes.
Nein, ich probiere es nicht nochmal. Und das, was ich gerade gehört habe, war mein Telefon.
Select a lesson. Lesson 4. Depots.
Oh ja.
Depots. Ja.
Oh oh. Oh oh.
Da darf man nur 10 Kilometer fahren, was?
12.
Also ja, 12.
Lieber Freund, es waren 12. Aber hört selbst.
Jo, 12. Ja.
Like every good school, we're going on a field trip.
12 Kilometer. Und so klingt das Depot.
This is a depot. A depot is an area only accessible by Transport for London staff where trains are parked when they're not in service. Some of your missions or scheduled runs start or end at a depot. You can tell it's a depot because it sounds like this. You can hear the trains around you, and as you enter or leave a depot, you are told. There's a couple of things you need to know. A depot is always 400 meters long. The speed limit is always 12 kilometers per hour. Most events cannot happen while you're in a depot. However, as the control room move trains between sidings, red signals happen far more often and with far less notice. Remember, if leaving a depot, you must request permission to depart your siding from the control room before moving away. Right, that's enough hanging around here. Back to class with you. Select a lesson. Lesson 5. External events.
Yeah.
Finally, when you're out there doing shifts, you will be told about speed limit and signal changes. Your onboard systems will help you manage some of these things. The signal alert system sounds like this. This sound will activate when there is a red stop signal ahead. As you approach the signal, you will be told the distance to the signal. If you go past the signal, you will hear this alarm. Pushing the F11 key will tell you how long is estimated before the signal is cleared. You must also adhere to the posted speed limits. You will be warned when the speed limit is due to change. When it actually changes, you will hear this sound. There is also an alarm if you're breaking the speed limit. Remember, F1 tells you your current speed, and F2 tells you the current speed limit. Don't forget, you may be contacted by the control room regarding events up the line. Also, when you're out doing runs, it is important to stick to the timetable. If you're running late, this impacts trains behind you. If you're running early, you may not be able to pull up at a station due to the train already being parked there. This is particularly true during rush hour, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. when the distance between trains is much shorter. Select a lesson. Lesson 6. Reviewing a run.
Kann man hören, ne?
Ja.
Später.
Reviewing a run, die letzte.
Jo.
Well, that's it. I've done all I can do. There's only one last thing to tell you. When you finish each shift, a driver report is generated to the clipboard. This can be pasted into a text editor to allow you to analyse your score and to improve your driving.
Ja.
Select a lesson.
Exit.
Ja.
So.
Und genau das machen wir jetzt auch erstmal.
Main menu. Missions. Exit.
Ja.
So.
Das war die erste Folge.
Ja, ich hoffe, euch hat unsere kleine erste Folge gefallen.
Wir haben nicht allzu viel gesprochen, weil er hat ja schon ziemlich viel geredet. Und ja, wenn wir demnächst fahren, wird's lustig.
Jo, auf jeden Fall.
Gut. Gebt uns Feedback, wie immer gerne an f.keller@dm-mail.de. Und es verabschieden Sie, und gerne per Anchor, für die, die es haben. und es verabschieden sich Felix und Mickey. Ciao!
Ciao!